Earlier this year, Loyalist Township was named one of 169 Ontario municipalities to receive strong mayor powers. Ontario's Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing made a presentation to Loyalist Township Council this week with a focus on how these powers can help the province reach its goal of increasing housing supply. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend voiced his concerns about the focus of the presentation.
I never think it's appropriate to score political points by asking pointed questions to public servants. But I will just note that consistently in the last several years, housing starts are down in Ontario. So the evidence that these strong mayor powers are advancing that goal of increasing housing supply is certainly suspect. And this is fairly complex. But one simple thing municipalities have said consistently that will help build more housing is to fund municipal infrastructure to support that housing.
The province originally introduced strong mayor powers in 2022 for the cities of Ottawa and Toronto. Through 2023, 44 additional municipalities received these powers, and as of May 1st this year, 216 of Ontario's 414 single and lower tier municipalities now have this legislation. The presentation was part of a series of outreach sessions the province is doing for municipalities who are new to the strong mayor powers. It included an overview of what strong mayor powers are, as well as references to other municipalities and how they're implementing the powers. Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the work of staff as they move forward on the matter.
Still, as we're proceeding through this, the new strong mayor power, I keep coming up with more questions. And fortunately, so far, staff have always been able to do some research and we've been able to work to figure them out. But It'll take a little while before all the municipalities, I'm sure, come to full terms with what it is.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.